At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carlos, what'd you make of the overall at-bats that your guys took tonight?
Really good, you know, top to bottom. I thought we controlled the strike zone. We make them work. You saw Sears there, you know, almost 90 pitches in four innings. You know, we took some walks. We controlled the strike zone. You know, I think B had an eight-pitch at bat. Soto had eight-pitch at bat. For me, the at bat of the game was Siri walking. That kind of started the whole thing there. You know, then Lindor, we take advantage of them not making a play. And then Soto walks. And then, you know, from there, sack fly, Siri scoring on a shallow fly ball. And then Marte coming through there. I thought overall, the whole night, we had really good at bats.
You mentioned that Siri at bat. You know, he's a guy that's known for big hacks. It seemed like tonight he was, with two strikes, had a little bit of a shorter approach, a different approach. Did you guys see that tonight?
Yeah, I saw that. And this is something that we've been talking to him since day one spring training, like making sure that you control the strike zone. Once you get to two strike, just stay short, control the strike zone, put the ball in play. And for him to work that walk, and like I said, get the rally going, pretty impressive. On a time where right now things are not going his way, but when the bottom of the lineup is getting on base with what's behind, like I said, it's going to be a dangerous offense.
Where would you be without Pete Alonso at this point?
I'm glad I had him. I'm glad he's with us, and he's off to a great start. You know, again, another day today, some really good at-bats, impacting the baseball. We saw the homer, we saw the double, but he's not missing pitches. He's controlling the strike zone. He's a good hitter.
I think the A's threw 210 pitches. You threw maybe 155. You think that ratio, you're going to win a lot of games like that?
Well, I hope so. look, when we're clicking, when we're controlling the strike zone, we could be pretty dangerous. And we saw it today. You know, we're going to make pitchers work, and we're going to make them come to the zone. So, you know, there's going to be days where it's not going to be easy, but today we executed.
When Siri scored on that shallow fly ball, not very many guys would choose to go in that spot. What did you see about the jump that he got, and what did you think of his decision?
Yeah, I thought it was a great decision there, especially when the right fielder didn't get behind the baseball the way he's capable of, and we've seen it. He's a really good outfielder. But once he got a little bit flat-footed there, I think Siri took advantage of it. But again, Butler's a really good outfielder with a really good arm, and I think he read it well there, Siri.
What'd you make of Diaz tonight?
He got the job done. That's the bottom line. On a night where he had a hard time feeling the strike zone, he was missing, especially against the left-handed hitters. I thought, you know, the experience, he was able to calm down, continue to make pitches, and got the third out, and we got the W.
What'd you think of Canning?
Yeah, I think it was a night where he left a lot of pitches up in the zone. You know, he could tell you that the slider wasn't as sharp. The changeup didn't have the depth, and he left a lot of ball pitches up in the zone, and they made him pay, you know. Was able to give us five, went back out for the six. He just couldn't finish it there. But I thought, you know, he gave us a chance.
Did you consider going to the bullpen for that six? That was a pretty long inning that he had just sat for. He was pretty pitch efficient, but it was just such a long inning.
Yeah, look, you know, there's always you go back and he was at 70-some pitches. You got a little bit of wiggle room. You're up five. You're in the first game on a, you know, 12 games straight. You know, like you're trying to steal outs, and that just didn't happen today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.